Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us today on Power Your Life, and it's a pleasure to be here. And we're sending best wishes and to people in Florida where they're undergoing a lot of crazy weather. So, and also to anybody else across the globe, we're with you. So speaking of that, it's really important to recognize who you are and what you have to offer and how to be able to put all of that wonderful stuff that's within you out into the world and to feel good about it. And I have a very special person today who's going to talk about how you can find the spark, do so much more with who you are, and succeed in your life, in your work, in your relationships. I'm talking about Eileen Bild, who is the CEO of Ordinary to Extraordinary Life, Hotel Productions, the co-founder of Hotel Universe, the executive producer, founder of the Core Thinking Blueprint Method, Hotel talk show host, and Breakthrough Spark Coach. She's also a published author as well as an internationally syndicated columnist. Eileen teaches mindfulness meditation, mindfulness leadership, validation, communication skills, as well as leadership skills. And she works with purpose-driven professionals, celebrities, as well as executives to spark the next step for their success. Eileen's focus is on living fearlessly and stresses the three C's, which are confidence, courage, and clarity. She also works closely with musicians, creative artists, as well as authors to elevate themselves so they can be seen, be heard, and be global for their life legacy. Beautiful. Welcome, Eileen Bild. How are you?
Hi, Joanne. Thank you. Wow, you made me sound good.
You are good.
I'm
impressed. I really am.
Yes, it's a lot, but, you know, it all works together in synchrony, and it's a beautiful way to help people shine.
And, you know, it's important because people need that, too, sometimes or often. Sometimes we don't recognize our value and we need others to be able to see us and see what we do in a very different way, and that's you. So, firstly, before we begin this incredible what you're doing, tell us a little bit about your journey to get to where you are today.
Oh, I'd love to share that. Thank you for asking. I did not start out with everything that you mentioned. In fact, that was a stepping stone journey that when I look back on the beginning and where I am today with everything you mentioned, it started with a declaration that I wanted to authentically be myself. And I had some medical challenges and I was tired of being sick. And I know a part of me was trying to like break through what I call the chrysalis. Kind of encased in this shell, and I was being called to break through that shell, and I slowly but surely did. And then once I had that breakdown into a breakthrough, the rest just kind of takes on a life of its own. and things show up, people show up, opportunities present themselves, and it becomes very fluid, and everything works well together like a well-oiled machine. So for me, it started with not really recognizing I needed to become my authentic self. And then when the illness took shape and almost took my life, I had a wake-up call. And then I started to have a higher awareness, recognizing where I didn't have boundaries, where I needed to speak up, where I needed to honor who I am. And through that, I started to train, got my master's in transpersonal psychology, met my now husband, and the rest just kind of fell into place.
Well, it's beautiful that you decided you're going to get out of whatever you were in, some of the medical challenges, and strengthening who you are in a wonderful way. And that's a great example for other people and also for the people that you work with and help. So tell our listeners a little bit of what the OTEL universe is, the OTEL Productions is all about. It's fascinating, and I want people to know more.
Okay, thank you. So OTEL Universe, OTEL stands for Ordinary to Extraordinary Life, which started in 2014. And we, my husband and I, Trevor Build, started a business for doing live music productions in the local music community in Jacksonville, Florida. And that just kind of grew into being well-known and recognized for our style of filming and being able to give people videos and demos that they could use to promote themselves and go that next level, that next step that they would want to. When COVID shut everything down, of course, we were doing live production, so that shut everything down that we were doing. So we kind of elevated our business to the OTEL Universe platform, which is OTEL Universe, a universal voice, be seen, be heard, be worldwide for your life legacy. And we decided to help people to honor their passions, their visions, their dreams, to fulfill whatever their life mission, their life purpose is, so they can be seen, heard, and feel like, you know, they're on purpose and their gifts and whatever they have to offer is there in a way that people can see the value of what they have and what they offer. So we started all original music channels on Roku, and we have three of those channels. And then I have my OTEL Talk Roku channel and my OTEL Talk show. So I also do interviews, and I interview authors, and I interview musicians, and pretty much anybody that has a story to tell and wants to get it out there. I also produce videos for in different formats for different purposes, and work very closely with the indie artists. So we just, Trevor and I just came back from the International Singer-Songwriter Association Awards in Atlanta. We were finalists for U.S. Promoter of the Year. We did not win the award, but that's okay because we had a great time. We got to walk the red carpet, and it was a lot of fun and met a lot of great, awesome artists. So, you know, we just do a lot of things for people to help them, like I said, to be seen and to be heard.
And, you know, that's very beautiful. And even though you didn't actually win, it was still an honor to be able to be, you know, one of the contestants. So bravo for that, because that says a lot. And what also says a lot is who you are in terms of being here to, really help people and want them to shine in a beautiful way. That's something that not everybody has in their mind. And that's a beautiful vision, not just for yourself and your husband, but for other people. So I think that's a beautiful blessing that you share. Tell our listeners a little bit more about what you do with mindfulness, and I'm so connected with this as well, and mindfulness meditation, because it's important, and I think people need a lot of this right now.
Oh, absolutely. So first thing, yeah, before we go into that, I forgot to mention I'm also a part of the Big Records records label for the indie artist, and they're doing all kinds of great things for the musicians that up and coming or coming back into the music scene. So I just wanted to give that plug as well. So mindfulness meditation, what I've learned about mindfulness and meditation is there's a lot of noise in the world. There's a lot of noise on our computers, on our phones, and in social media. And I think it creates a block for our natural ability to tune in to the world, to tune into ourselves. And so the importance of understanding the value of a quiet mind and something I call the power of the pause, proactive listening, observing, is that you pick up on the cues and the messages and what really is being presented to you, to yourself, whether it's from you or other people and the experiences around you. I think there's a huge disconnect between what we see and feel and believe to what is real. Of course, reality is always shifting and changing. So it's learning what I teach in mindfulness meditation is learning how to use that space of quiet that you get when you sit in meditation to connect with the outer world and also understand what's going on in your inner world, because it's all reflecting on each other, a mirror back and forth. And, it takes practice to truly listen and hear what's not being said, what's not shown, what's not being presented. Because we tell on ourselves when we have conversations, but we're afraid to be honest and real and true. And there's a whole other show we could do on that. But I think, if people can learn to speak less, listen more, the challenges in communication and relationship can be greatly reduced.
You know, I think it's so important to be able to be in that quiet and also just observe, like you said, and listen. There's so much that comes of it, a lot of creativity, a lot of understanding, connection. And also, we, as you know and you teach, we have a lot of inner guidance, and sometimes all that noise prevents us from paying attention to it or even knowing that it exists. So it's really essential. So what does the SPARK, what does that stand for, S-P-A-R-K?
I'm glad you asked, and I'll say the definition changes from time to time, but the general idea of SPARK is success, action. The R can be anything from revelation to resolve, and SPA would be action, and then revelation, resolve, and then K would be knowledge. So when someone is sparked, they have an aha moment, right, where we tend to get stuck in patterns and in the monkey mind and in the repetition, the repeated experiences that we may not necessarily want or doesn't drive us forward. And so when someone is sparked, at least through working with me and doing things with me and Hotel Universe, they have the ability to break themselves free through the knowledge that they gain, the higher awareness, the idea that they can be successful, the belief system that maybe has been shifted from the I can't, I won't, you know, I'm not good enough, whatever those I's that get in our way. And they feel a new sense of motivation and drive and desire to be successful.
Beautiful. You know, we often underestimate who we are or undervalue ourselves, and so it's so important to be able to have someone that see, like you, that sees our worth and is here to help share our vision, help us walk through it a little bit too. So that's beautiful. What holds people back from succeeding and from feeling good about themselves and moving forward?
That's a great question. I'm going to say the key that I have noticed over the years of working with people and coaching is a false belief that they've taken on that someone else has said to them in the area of, you're not good enough, you're not going to amount to anything, you know, don't do that, you got to do this. It totally debilitates their sense of self-confidence. So here we can talk about the confidence, courage, and clarity. Their sense of self and autonomy is somebody else's and not theirs. And so we have that innate knowing of who we are, and when it doesn't match, it throws us off on multiple levels. And so people can be going out in the world trying to achieve things that doesn't necessarily align with who that authentic self is. And so, therefore, they hold themselves back, and they don't fully honor what it is that would help them really look at life as something that they can enjoy and find fulfillment in and be happy.
You know, it's I totally agree, and it's so unfortunate that we often, and I've been there, we often hear things or receive information about what other people perceive who we are, and from there we're also building what we think we are, but it can go against our initial beliefs, and it's really difficult to be able to recognize, like you said, you know, how to get past that and realize that somebody else's judgment or view of us may not be correct. It could be more so based on who they are and what they're how they're viewing the world rather than us, and it's so important. So your work is really very important, Eileen, to be able to help people get to that place of confidence and courage and clarity about who they are and what they do and feel better about themselves. Now, if somebody were to say to you, how are you living your life to the fullest, and then what does it mean to others? But if somebody asked that to you, how would you respond?
You know, I actually do get asked that, or people recognize
really?
It through how I communicate, you know, my life through, I'm an open book, I don't hide anything, and I share what I can in the most positive way. So I would say the thing I do is I eliminate anything negative. So I will admit I have some of my select friends that I will vent and, you know, do my complaining to, but I don't put it out there in social media, not in the public. But I stress living life on my terms, and, you know, what do I want to accept into my life and not accept, and have clear boundaries on those. Part of how I do that is I teach people how to treat me. So if there's something coming into my life that is either an experience or a person in conversation and it rubs me wrong or doesn't feel good, I have certain techniques and certain tools that I use in order to help them understand me goes back to what you said about, you know, people understanding who we are. I'm a certain person with certain personalities and traits and likes and dislikes. And unless a person really knows me, they don't know those. So I have to teach them, you know, it's okay to take that behavior or those conversations to somebody else. But for me, that doesn't work. So I prefer this kind of conversation or this behavior. And part of developing that ability and that skill is practice and just bringing it forth into a conversation, into an experience, so people get to understand, oh, okay, that's Eileen. She's going to accept that, but she's not going to accept this. So I know if I bring this to her and it's something good, I'm going to have a good experience with her. But if I bring this other, you know, behavior or experience, I know she's not going to like it, and therefore I'm not going to like it either. So I always try to make an experience for myself and others to be a win-win so everybody's happy. I mean, who doesn't want to be happy, right?
Yeah, definitely, yes. And you also want to feel good about the exchange that you have with other people and the connection, and that's important. So basically, some of what you're talking about is a little bit about creating boundaries. This is what is okay in terms of you, and I agree, and this is not acceptable. Why is it, and I've come across this with the people I coach too, why is it so challenging for people to create those boundaries that could really help them?
You know, that's an age-old challenge that people have, and my take on it is we're afraid of the other person's reaction, and we don't want anybody angry at us, and we don't want to be attacked back. However, what the interesting part of learning how to define those boundaries in what I call strength with grace, in a very assertive, not aggressive way, but really clarifying for the person, you know, this is what I accept in to my experience, they actually respect that. People, believe it or not, people need to know our boundaries. Otherwise, they're going to feel it's okay for them to bring what they want to our experience. And I recently shared something that happened when I had gone out to lunch with my dad, and I'll just say a real brief, short synopsis of it. A gentleman was acting like a child, playing his phone on speaker in a restaurant with other people around him where everybody could hear it. And I just observed and watched him, and he, I think, was watching me observe him, and I did not react. I didn't say anything to him. Another table did, and they had this heated exchange at the end of the other table leaving, and, you know, they all said good riddance to each other, and I just watched. I just observed. And when he was ready to leave and packing up his stuff, he turned to me and he says, I hope I didn't bother you. And I just looked at him and I said, maybe a little. And he then turned away. A few seconds later, turned back. And he said, well, I apologize if I did. And I looked at him and said, I accept your apology. So there was no, you know, no judgment on my part, because I knew he's hurting. He's got pain somewhere where he needs attention. And so rather than try to not punish him, but, you know, chide him on his behavior, I just observed to see, you know, how far was he going to push everybody's buttons. But when I didn't give him any fuel for his fire and what he was creating, I took away the power. And when you do that, they have no choice but to respond in kindness back. And so when you can diffuse, it's learning how to diffuse an experience or a situation to where everybody walks away, you know, feeling as good as they can. I mean, I didn't appreciate what he did, but I didn't feel, because I've been doing and practicing communication and everything that we've talked about so far for so many years, I felt I just need to sit and watch and not say anything. But I will say that if I saw him again and I was by myself, I might actually sit down and ask him, you know, what does he need? What's, you know, what's wrong? Or just have a conversation with him. Because sometimes people just need to be heard, valued, and understood.
I think what you did was noble. And my question is, how does somebody learn, from the other people, let's say, how does somebody learn that what they're doing is irritating to others, is disturbing to others, and is really, you know, not something that really should be done? Isn't there a way of being able to let somebody know that without anger and upset, but so that they can maybe not do that again and again and learn something from the exchange? Now, obviously, he learned something from you, but I'm talking about if somebody confronts him, hey, you know, it's a little bit too loud or what, in a different kind of way. Is that okay?
The other people tried that, and that did not diffuse the situation. There's another technique called validation, and it's different than what people might think validation is, and it's really speaking to the emotion behind the behavior. So when you validate someone with the purpose of helping that emotion and that feeling that's causing that negative behavior to feel heard and valued, and they finally feel like someone's listening to them, then they don't need that behavior because now they can share their thoughts and their feelings openly without their own fear of being judged and criticized, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so how do you do that in a public setting when you're not working with that person professionally or whatever, but it's still important for them to understand that? How would you do that?
Yeah, that's a tricky one because you got to be careful, especially in today's day and age.
I know.
When someone might have, you know, their own tool that, you know, isn't very healthy. I would say, you know, it's, again, be the observer. And if you feel like there's a potential to at least shift the person out of that negative behavior, if you don't know them, I would just stay my distance. But if you know the person, it's just gently letting them know that you're hearing them. Again, you got to listen for what's behind their behavior and what they're saying, because it's not normal for us to behave in a negative way. You know, we're built to be connected to each other and to work and have exchanges with each other in a healthy way. So if anybody's angry, upset, acting out, there's a reason. And so we, as the people around them, can hold space for them to resolve whatever internally is going on that causes them to lash out. And there's not one simple answer. It's a process. So the first thing I would say, or the best thing, you know, conversation you and I are having, is just to observe, and don't take personally the attacks, because it's not coming from the person. It's coming from the feelings and emotions behind whatever the trigger is that caused that person to lash out or behave negatively.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So a lot of people are fearful about moving ahead, fearful about their lives and being heard and really even following their dreams. What do you do? How do you help somebody get past their fear to a place of courage and recognizing their worth so that they can shift that belief system and go forward?
Absolutely. Again, it's not a simple process. It does take steps, what I call the stepping stones. And in order to take that first step, it's a belief in the self that I can. And if a person can't align with that statement, then you've got to do that deep dive into where is that disbelief that you can. Because if you think about the billions of people in this world and all the successes that people have had, if they've done it, there's absolutely no reason somebody else can't do it. If one person has achieved something you want to achieve, then absolutely you can. And you've got to have that foundation of belief and then try. You know, failure is part of success, and I call it failing up. When if it doesn't happen the first time, then try again the second and third. But don't give up. You know, it's what didn't work, and then look at what didn't work, and then don't do that again and do something different, and just find that alignment. Find what feels good, what works, and stick with that.
You know, that's really so important, because oftentimes, Eileen, like you said, people give up. They experience failure and they think, okay, that's the end, and they never try. And there are so many incredible stories present and historically where people had several different kinds of failures or whatever and then just proceeded to move forward and everything opened up. So that's so important, that not giving up and letting failure really teach you something to be able to move forward in a different way. So what else do you want our listeners to know about Eileen Build and about all that you do?
Well, that's a great question. That's a lot. You know, you can just know that the OTEL Universe platform is for the greater community in the world. And we work with people from all corners of the world, across the pond, in the United States, different countries, different backgrounds. The main thing is, if you want to take yourself to the next level and, you know, honor your authenticity, honor yourself, whether you're a musician and you want to get your music out there, if you're a writer and you want to get your book out there, if you just have a story to tell and you want to put your story out there, you need help with any kind of project that is for the greater good. We have resources and we have the opportunity and the ability to help in some way. So that's why it's OTEL Universe, a universal voice. It's a global unit, that's a global community, and if we surround ourselves with like-minded people who support each other, the only thing you can have is success.
Beautiful. What is the core thinking blueprint method?
I'm glad you asked about that. So the core thinking blueprint method is taking all the things that I talked about today and in a program. That's about a 90-day program, you do a really deep dive. And all the challenges that we talked about and then some, they get resolved, at least on like the foundational level. And that spark is like a huge spark. And there's a lot of shifts and transformations that occur that really strengthens that confidence, courage, and clarity. And the authentic self, to where there's no question. There's absolutely no question of who you are and what your value is to the world, to the people around you. And it's a solid method that when you repeat it, it strengthens your success and what you do in your life and business.
Beautiful. So do people do that individually or in a group or what?
Right. Yeah, so it can be done on an individual basis and or in a small group, because it's very individualized. Each person, when they do their deep dive, they discover things about themselves. And so it takes some specific steps and tools for each person to go through those different stages. So when this was created, 8 levels of core thinking came out of it. And it starts with like the limited mind step and moves into taking more self-responsibility for the choices we make. And then the next level, you become more aware as you start to really dive into the deep dive, and your thinking starts to change and your perspective starts to shift. And then the courage takes hold and you become much stronger in your decision making and speaking up for yourself in those boundary settings like you and I talked about. And then there's this like expansion that occurs. So the breakdown happens in the first few stages, and then there's this expansion and breakthrough that occurs. And when that breakthrough happens, it's like a whole another world opens up for the person, and they shift into a more forward momentum movement where they're no longer stuck, they're no longer questioning, there's no longer any of that holding back. And the last part, the last stages is the building of the new foundation of who you are with that authentic self, not everybody else who's telling you who to be and how to be. And then you have the replacing the old thinking with the new thinking. And then there's the strength and the clarity of you know your place in the world, and no one and nothing can take that away from you.
Beautiful. It's powerful. And it works.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. So, Eileen, Bill, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you and find out more about what you do, the Hotel Universe, what you do with mindfulness, what you do, you know, just tell everything.
Tell everything. Okay, well, there's a couple of websites. There's Hotel, O-T-E-L, universe.com, and there's pages and lots of information on there. The email, I have a couple of emails. The one for Hotel Universe, anything business related to the music and the writing and all of that, is info@hotelproductions.com. And then I have the Core Thinking Blueprint website, which is corethinkingblueprint.com, and you can explore that website. There's the Roku channels, Hotel Universe, Hotel Talk, Hotel Music Videos, Rebel TV, and there's a couple of others, Knob TV, KNOV TV, so people can add those and check those out. The YouTubes are my name, Eileen Bild, and Ordinary to Extraordinary Life is the Hotel YouTube. And I do have an Instagram, Eileen.Bild. And if you just Google my name, Eileen Bild, I'm like 5 pages deep into Google. So if you can't find me these other ways, just Google my name and you'll find me.
Beautiful. Do you have time to breathe with everything that you do?
You know, I do get asked that question. You know, there's something about just who I am that I'm very organized, and I have this ability to just weave everything together. I've been called a weaver in the past, and I just, you know, I love what I do, and so it's not work. And I do take time out. I do sit out every morning and every evening to meditate and plan my day in the morning and in the evening, just talk about whatever has occurred in anything that I want to get off my chest or share with my husband. And then I do have some friends that I vent to. So, you know, I make sure I keep my inner world cleansed and detoxed, and I take time out for myself.
Beautiful. And that's important. No matter how busy we are, it's important to take time out and give that to ourselves. Again, that's part of valuing helping ourselves. So, Eileen Bild, you are amazing. I appreciate you and all that you do helping others. And thank you so much for being on the Power Your Life show today.
Thank you, Joanne. I'm glad I could share, and it was great having this awesome conversation with you.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure, and have a beautiful and blessed day, and take care of
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.